It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one in.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. Jack Post.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's here. He's fired up, which is
it's great.
You guys were hitting such a low point as I was coming. No, I don't mean in the content wise. I just meant
the energy
was dipped right down.
You've brought it up though.
No, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on a simmer, and now we can heat it back up.
Yeah.
That bag over your head that got me fired up.
Yeah, I'm really fired
up. And then as you walked in, that sort of small song. That was the musical performance that we've been promising.
That was impromptu.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really
totally
great.
Impromptu.
How are you, buddy?
The bag was premeditated.
that required a permanent marker.
Yes, and scissors.
And scissors. Yeah. It was a full production.
Yeah, and actually Stanley knife into scissors. So I cut the slit for my scissors to get in.
Nice.
So that I didn't crease the bag.
Where did you do that?
And at home.
inspired by?
When I logged onto the stream the first time, you guys were looking at the door cam.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, wear a clown mask or something. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any masks. So I had to make one.
I think we've sort of caught some people off guard already, like who have been guests. Because as you know, we haven't really communicated much at all to guests.
No.
Basically say, mate, just rock up.
Yeah.
And so I think Stacey June was a bit in shock because she drove her car in and she was on air. She was putting for a cup.
Yeah.
And she's got her kid and her husband and she's just
Like I was pretty sure I was coming at 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. but then it's good to be streaming on the way in and you're like, well, Jack will be here in 10 minutes.
Yeah. fuck.
Josh has mentioned your Tesla a few times.
Mm.
Give me your once over. How is it?
Honestly, I love it. It's awesome. I've never had a new car, Tommy. So I was driving a piece of shit for a long time.
It was the Ute.
Yeah, that Ute. I've actually parked it down there before.
Yeah.
And
it had a coffin in it. So let's just say it was dead.
That Ute was a piece of junk. And the car I had before that was a piece of junk.
Mm-hmm.
It was a, what was it, 1985 Toyota Corona.
Nice.
Like, older than I am.
Old school.
Is
it a Toyota Corolla or Corona?
No, it's Corona.
The sharp boot.
Yes.
My mate had one. Great. He put the most pimped. His sound system in the Corona was worth more than the actual.
It's like a 8-bit Corolla. It's all blocky.
Sharp. Yeah. That's funny.
It's got a carbureted engine, doesn't it? Like a carby.
I got no ideas about cars. And that's why every time that thing would break down, I just raise my hands like, I don't know what's going on. And people on the street have to help you like push the car to the side.
So I heard a lady on the radio today talk about how she'd been.
When were you listening to the fucking radio? We've been pretty. He's actually got gold in one ear.
That's such a great point. Yeah. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Fuck, that feels like today.
Midnight. You have no idea because you've been here this whole time. You have no idea what's happened in world news.
I did while on the toilet.
I like the idea of Jack being like you don't know what's happened.
Yeah, but has
like,
something happened?
But everything's done. I don't know if you've been out there.
It's Armageddon out there, guys.
a lady. So let me get this right. Do you have to buy a Tesla online?
No, but are you talking about? Oh, this is great. This is great. Yeah. Are you talking about a story you saw about people getting scammed for Teslas?
Yes,
that was my Tesla in the news.
You got scammed?
No. I didn't get scammed. Sorry, I didn't get.
Oh, but it had your number plate.
No, they came and filmed my Tesla because my cousin works at ABC.
Oh, you become such a whore. You went from having the new car to like
my Tesla's going to be on TV.
You're literally like the people, the rich people with really nice houses that rent out their house for like $4,000 a day to cruise, and a fucking arsehole's about it.
If you're not out by 5,
exactly,
double.
It's on the clock,
guys. I had paid no money for letting the ABC film my Tesla for this story.
You just needed to be in the video.
I wasn't even in it. This is totally
selfless.
I just did it for the national broadcaster and may they keep using the footage anytime they do a story about Tesla. Yeah. But it's so cool that you've seen that because I've been waiting for my car to be on TV so I can see it.
So the story goes the woman paid an invoice that somehow someone had hacked in, changed the invoice that Tesla had sent, and then she paid the invoice with the different details. $10,000 gone.
Oh, I thought she paid the whole thing. Oh, it is. It's a bad story. It's not a pro Tesla story.
Oh yeah, only $10,000. $10,000. I thought it was
on the news.
Horrible, dude.
I think there's $10,000 within my couch.
No, I thought she paid like $60,000.
Maybe this was another one. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's just Tesla people are getting the car's smarter than the buyer.
The car didn't do the scam.
No.
There's bad actors out there everywhere. It's not Tesla's fault that somebody used them as a scam target.
Whenever I hear someone say bad actor, can't help but think of Hollywood actors that are bad performers.
Bad actor.
I don't know if anyone else goes there.
No, who's a bad actor to you?
I couldn't actually think of a single name because that would have been a funnier joke if I was to say, like Owen Wilson. But I think Owen's quite good. He's actually quite good, isn't he? And then you go Tom Cruise. Well, you can't hate on Tom Cruise. He's done some amazing things. And
he
then
does all his own stunts.
Yeah. Who is what's it? One bad actor? Couldn't even say Nicole Kidman.
Nicole in the last 10 years has been brilliant. So all the shows she's in is fantastic.
And also potentially, I feel like.
Yes, yes. My mum hates Jim Carrey. I don't.
And your mum doesn't know comedy.
Is that true? That's true. She doesn't really know what's funny. And Jim Carrey to me is very funny.
Yeah.
But my mum doesn't like him.
Jim Carrey wrote a book.
Yes, it's a novel.
Yeah, it's a greeny blue book. Is the cover? Yeah, I own it.
Yeah, but have you read it? Because you can't tell us anything about it.
Yeah, I read a little bit. There's some guard dogs. It's like some sort of it's this sci-fi thing.
I liked the idea behind it. It was real world people. So Jim Carrey's in the story, and people like Matthew McConaughey are in the story, but it's a fantasy version of real people. So his actor friends are part of the novel, but it's a made-up story.
Yeah. I wonder if he had any issues with, like, defamation cases, like people getting pissed off.
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you read it?
I've not read it. No.
Okay.
What was the last book you read, Jack?
Wait, I wanted to... We passed over.
Want to get back to the Tesla?
No. It doesn't matter. The last book I read was, I start so many books that I don't finish.
Yeah.
So the last one that I actually finished in full was called The Midnight Library. I'll tell you what happens in The Midnight Library.
Can we guess?
Yes.
This is the first 20 pages segment you brought up because you only read the first 20.
It's basically Night at a Museum, but it's at a library.
No. So like the books come alive. Is that your guess?
Is that what happens in Night at a Museum?
No. Midnight Library.
Okay, Midnight Library. Maybe it's a library that's open after midnight, like around midnight.
We could write a whole book about that, Tommy.
But it could be the quirky characters. Think about the diner. The show's written around diners. Imagine a library that's
open. It's not a sitcom, it's a book.
Could have been. You didn't tell me the genre. Could have been a comedy sitcom book.
George, what do you think?
Midnight Library. I think murder mystery that happened in a library.
Nobody dies. Bree?
I'm with George.
No.
Double down. Actually, I'm with George.
Do you know what? You'll be able to relate to this. This is like
all in favour. Say aye for murder mystery. Aye. And it will be. It is a murder mystery.
It's not. I didn't think it was. What just happened there reminds me of like you listen to a radio station where they do 4 stars or whatever. It's like you're listening to gold or whatever it is, and you have to guess. Who it is?
I think Smooth are doing it at the moment.
Smooth are doing it. Yeah. And I feel like what Bree did is like ringing up and saying a name that's already checked off the list.
Sorry, Bree, we've already had Greg Kinnear.
Glad I came.
Glad to be here.
The Midnight Library, in short, is a book about regrets. Uh-huh. So a girl gets the chance to live her life over from different moments, books in a library, in a fictional library, and she gets to go like, oh, well, I was a swimmer when I was young. Imagine if I kept swimming and got to the Olympics. And so she gets to live that life.
That's cool. Yeah, what sort of, so Harry Potter, like, does she do that? Like, what sort of books?
No, sorry. No.
So she gets to pick any her book own? And then she lives that life?
It's a whole library of books about her life, alternate life.
Okay.
She could have
Great detail.
Yep.
Important.
Sorry, no.
Interesting. Yeah. That's a good book. Yeah.
Yep.
And so it's that's a bio piece, isn't it? It's real. That's real.
that really happened, yeah.
Are you a non-fiction, fiction guy?
I like to alternate.
Yeah.
So I'll go fiction. Non-fiction, mm-hmm. fiction. The last non-fiction book I read was Creativity, Inc.
Yeah,
that's great.
Long
it?
One.
Story.
Long
great
one.
Yeah, I didn't get to the end, but I got the gist.
He's really smart, made a lot of money, real creative.
Yeah. Seth Godin says, you've got the joke. Once you've got the joke, you don't have to read it anymore.
Yeah, I get it. Make some great films that everybody loves. Great for adults as well as for kids, Pixar. Yeah. And that's sort of what he's trying to say in the book.
Are you on school holidays?
I am, yes.
No longer in school.
But you get school holidays. Radio gets school holidays.
Essentially,
that's it's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
How was school holidays?
Right, we went to Luna Park.
Did you?
Yeah, went on the Gravitron.
I drove past Gumbaya Park. Camp. Remember Gumbaya Park?
Yeah. I remember that.
Just got sold, I think.
I never actually went to Gumbaya.
Yeah. We went there for I think we went there for as a school trip because it was an area where it was very hard for students to escape. Like it was far enough out. There was even like the
how many field trips did you go on where kids were escaping before they had to bring in that rule?
A heap, I think. Like even our pool swimming carnival thing was so we used to like it used to be in like Doveton Pools, which was close to sort of Endeavour Hills, you know, where our school was. So kids would leave, and so they would end up driving like 40 kilometers away. And you could basically, it was like, it reminded me of Holes, you know, the movie where they're just digging holes or whatever.
I don't know.
You don't know that?
I know the poster.
Murder Mystery?
Orange jumpsuit.
No, I think the poster for Holes might be like dirt. The point of view in the hole looking up at somebody leaning over.
You're spot on. How do you know that?
I just remember that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt the story. No, so the kids are in Doveton, they're getting out of the pool.
Yeah, no, that was it.
Wobby's World? Ever go there?
That was huge. Helicopter.
Yeah, really it was like a helicopter on a rail. That would like take you around. So it's like automatic.
No, but I've heard that you can go to Wobby's World and it's all derelict now and you can walk through like all the old rides and they're like abandoned. Tilted on the side, abandoned. Yeah.
When you said, you can go to Wobby's World, I'm like, you fucking can't. Yeah. Wobby's World has been closed for a long time, but that story actually checks out.
Yeah. I went to an abandoned amusement park in Berlin.
Ooh.
And it was awesome. It was like Ferris wheel, roller coasters, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, grass has grown up this high. Everything looks haunted. There was people on the internet, a rumor that there were dogs that patrolled the area, making sure that you don't go in. And we heard some dogs bark in the distance.
Shut yourself.
Oh, really? That sounds like a Jim Carrey novel, doesn't it?
How bad has that business had to be to just shut off and go derelict?
Yeah.
Like just abandon.
And like you can't do anything with the land. Or like they don't want to sell the Ferris wheel to another amusement park. But
no, I watched a video on a bunch of cars. So it was an estate in Turkey, like a holiday destination with like it was a real snowy area. And they built all these castles. Think about like an estate that you'd see in the burbs.
Yeah.
But rather than it just being sort of standard suburban homes, they were castles.
For people to live in.
For people to live in, almost like holiday homes. Mm. And the development was worth like hundreds of millions of dollars and the developers ran out of money halfway through the project. And so there is this town that's abandoned that just has all of these castles.
I want to go there.
That's so cool.
That's
dude.
Really cool.
Man, I'm obsessed with like abandoned stuff. Like I remember finding there was a house on the corner of a friend's street and it was abandoned. Think about the ritzy suburbs now.
Mm.
There's not many abandoned places there anymore. But this was a nice suburb and we found a key under a rock down the side of the house. It became our place.
For how long?
We had our own key.
We still live there.
It's beautiful. Happily ever after. No, but where else have we been?
There's some guys on Facebook and Instagram called what are they called? Like Melbourne Underground or something like that. I actually forget what the name is. And they go to all these abandoned places in Melbourne, cool. like old hospitals. And the paper mill near where I grew up out in Elphington, which has turned into a whole new suburb because it was so big and they demolished it.
Do they call it paper mill?
It's called Yarra Bend. They just...
Yarra Bend. That's my golf. That's where I go to golf.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a whole suburb there.
I'm thinking of moving to Yarra Bend one day. This is... No, seriously. No. George, you can attest to this. Like I was talking about this could be an option.
Fairfield? What's the actual suburb?
So the Fairfield and Elphington are next to each other, but Yarra Bend is going to be this new suburb that they invented.
Off the highway on the right, there's the Chandler old
highway,
thing.
Chandler Highway and Lower Heidelberg Road.
Yeah. That's going to be massive. That's a huge development.
Josh is going to live there.
Yeah. Well, do you think houses or apartments?
It's going to be all apartments.
No, I think it looks full. I think it's townhouses as well. And I think they're all sustainable, like new eco builds type thing.
What do you think, Breezy?
Well, you sound like you're living on your own. No. I'm going to live there one day. I'm like, all right.
No, we're gonna do it together. That's why I'm
I think they're for sale. I think they're selling off the plan.
Do you want to buy one?
Sure.
There you go.
Go and buy off the plan.
That's huge.
Should we do it now?
Buy off the plan. Has anyone bought off the plan in this room?
No.
No, but you get a bit of a discount.
So the...
heard good things.
Yeah.
But you can lose all your money. If the development goes under, you can lose your deposit.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of dodgy
shit. But think of the free coffee table book that you get.
Oh, yeah.
So that's very true.
You get a free gym membership. So.
Yeah.
They're always
They're doing with the suburb is going to have it all... I'm making this up all now, but inclusive. This is sort of what I heard. It's like, you're going to have all the things you need, like drinks included, gyms, bowling alley, cinema. Now, I did make those up, but I'm trying to think of things, like all
things
that
are very handy and you need them.
Yeah, that sounds great. They do have a great driving range already. Is Yarra Bend My Golf Club part of this?
No.
I would say it's on the other. So the Yarra is a river, which we all know. Bend is the bend in the river.
I didn't actually.
No. Bend is that great big bend in the river.
Yeah.
I think Yarra Bend Golf Course is on the other side of the river to the Yarra Bend suburb.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do wonder about golf courses, prime real estate, really. It's amazing that they can put so much. Imagine if basketball courts were as big as a golf course.
I told you about I was telling you about Northgate Golf Club, which is near my place. Mm-hmm. Very low quality golf course, only nine holes. They let anybody in. Mm. It's a dump. Really, and then
what a review!
During COVID,
like, mate, this is actually the best review we've gotten. Can we put it on our Instagram?
During COVID, while golf courses were closed but parks were open, they turned it into a public park.
Yeah,
because it's owned, I guess, by the council.
Yeah,
and then after they did that, all the local community were saying, "Hey, we want this to be a park full time."
Can we turn that fucking shit golf course into an actual park?
So are they going to do it?
No, I don't know. It's the golf chums against the.
But to be honest, like as a golf chum, I'm not opposed to the park idea. If it's a shit course,
you know they
erase all shit courses.
No, seriously, we have enough courses in Victoria.
Yeah,
don't you? Agree?
Andy Lee, who's a huge golfer, told me that Victoria actually has the best range of high quality golf courses in the world. Mm-hmm.
They've got sand belt or whatever. Yeah, there's really really good. Courses. Mm.
The Elsimete course, gone. It was there when I was a kid. We used to, Ruslan Kogan, the guy who started Kogan.com, he tells the story of searching for balls.
He's from Elsimete, is he?
He grew up, yep.
Kogan, across the road from me. Kogan was like an international brand.
No, he grew up in the commission flats across the road from me.
Oh, good on him.
And I think his parents were migrants to the country. Mm. And now he's, done very well. But one of his first businesses was buying finding golf balls in the park and selling them.
Oh, that's great.
But that was one that I used to walk through as a kid, gone. It's now, it's like parkland, just a walk through and they've opened it all up. But
they've made it into a community space. I think
it's a floodplain as well, just in case Elwood shits itself.
Sure. Mm. Okay. Oh, yeah. I never understood that stuff.
But interesting seeing when they do convert them, not into houses, but just parkland.
George, you had a question for Jack. Olivia says that you should bring it up.
Was that for Ryan later?
I guess it's for both.
No, it's for Ryan and for Jack.
Shelton coming up.
Yeah, Shelton's on at the end. Yeah.
No, we were just talking in the break earlier. Mm. We were just talking about like weddings and stuff and who would be a marriage celebrant and all that sort of thing.
Mm.
And I was telling the guys that over Christmas I was going through my, we're just putting down a list of people that would come to our weddings.
Mm.
And I was running a little bit thin.
Yeah.
And so
you weren't running. No, you had heaps. You said you had more people.
I had heaps of family, but just you guys as friends and then a few others. So I had to build up the friendship.
You said you had heaps of people.
Well, I needed to.
Where's this question going?
I thought in the years to come, I was like, well, Jack.
Will we be close enough?
No, that's not the question. Just ask the question.
Just ask.
Will you come to my wedding when I have it?
Yeah, I'll come to your wedding.
Okay, that's beautiful. Do you get a plus one? Did you get a plus one?
Yeah. I would be surprised, to be honest though, if that invite came in the mail, like, oh, George is getting married and I'm invited, I would have been surprised.
You would have?
Yeah. I would have been surprised.
Yeah. No,
I would love the gesture and I'll come.
Have you play a few songs?
Have you got an invite to a wedding that you were like, oh, I was never going to get that. What the hell's that?
Not really. I'm not a huge wedding fan.
It's not about you.
I once said to Bray, I don't like two things I don't like, funerals and hospitals. And Bray's like, that's not really what anyone likes. You've got to go to your nana's funeral.
I love a funeral. Can't wait for the next funeral. Who's going to die?
Although my nana and pa, before they died, they loved funerals because it was a time to catch up with all their mates, have some free food.
How do you feel about weddings?
Not a huge fan.
You said you're not a fan.
They're nice, but
waste of cash in some regards. Like you could.
They're all sort of the same, and I mean, mine was the same as well. They're all the same.
No, you had yours at a chimney shop.
That's true. I did.
We walked past that chimney shop. You pointed that out once.
Yeah, I thought that was. I see where there's all those industrial fires.
Yeah, they make all. They make them.
They make fireplaces there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so warm.
No, it wasn't true. They had to pack up the fireplaces.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was just you just rented the space.
There was some fireplaces.
It was kind of like the ABC.
Yeah.
With your Tesla, they just used the.
Well, I got no money. I don't know how many times I can say I got no money from the ABC. I lent my car out for free.
Your color car is
It's called Midnight Silver.
Midnight Silver. Sounds like
metallic,
black to me.
Midnight Silver metallic.
Okay. So it's sort of
gunmetal grey.
And I don't want to sound like I'm like, oh, I got a cool car type person.
What do you want to say?
I want to say I'm
I'm a normal guy.
I'm just like you guys.
Can I tell you?
No, I don't. It's an entry level Tesla. They're very cheap. They're very affordable.
Has it got an autopilot?
Nah, because that costs extra, and I'm a common
really
man. Yeah. That costs extra.
So you're driving the thing yourself?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's illegal to have the full self-drive in Australia anyway. They don't let you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
So why pay for it?
Mate of mine bought an apartment off the plan.
Yes.
Why didn't you put your hand up? That was 10 minutes ago. No. We did that bit already.
Mate of mine. No. Off the plan.
I got a book bit too for later.
Yeah, good. And get a snippet about.
I actually have another guess on that midnight library.
All right, your friend bought an apartment off the plan.
Yeah, that was just a funny bit to bring back in.
Yeah,
okay. Had nothing to do with this story.
Okay. Yeah.
Yarraben.
And you guys took the bait, so you guys.
What time am I going, by the way? Because I just want want to plan my
night. Six. Any time.
Six 6:30. Whatever.
Well,
six. 5:55.
I might have to be 10:30. Is that right?
Yeah.
Why'd you ask us what time you're going? Then, if you're really specific,
he's organised the Tesla just to drive it. You can do that, can't you? Just press a button.
Well, actually, I was actually listening to the show as I was coming here.
Great.
And then I saw that Bree was going to be at the front door.
Yes.
And I was actually in the street already, but I wanted to do my joke with the paper head.
So you waited.
I had to wait in the car for Bree to come up, and then I waited for her to do her parts and come in the door. And then
you're blaming leaving early.
Then I had a second false start because I started coming in and Jess was walking out. She's like, oh, I'll let you in. No.
I did that.
Funny joke.
Those parts took a while too. That's my fault. Bree didn't even want to do it. So thanks for
everything. What's the putts about just because you love
golf? Putt for a cup.
Yeah, but what? Okay,
that's just
fine. Mate, do you want me to ask you about all your segments?
Yeah, no, you're right. What is the point of any broadcasting?
So a guy with a Tesla in my mate's apartment block took his Tesla, plugged the thing into the common power, and it was charging.
Yeah,
off common power, which everyone pays for.
Does everyone pay for the common power?
Yeah,
do they?
Body corporate.
So it's
like there's a bunch of fees. It's that are
like
part of it.
It's like charging your phone.
But is it?
Nah, it's more expensive.
Just so you know, Kelvin wrote the townhouses. I think this is regarding the Yarra Bend.
Oh, yes.
Come with Tesla batteries.
You see, I told you it's all eco-friendly, sustainable, new age, front of development type stuff.
What's front of development mean?
they're ahead of the curb. So okay. Tommy's friend,
where
right?
Where did you learn that, though? Where are you learning this lingo? Front of...
What did I say?
Front of development.
Yeah, front of development.
Front of the development. What does that mean? So that just means
this is a guy who's a tech guy calling you out on your phone.
No, it's not a tech term.
No.
It's soft term.
It just seems like an industry related term. Tommy's trying to get into crypto in a big way. Turned $500 into $50,000 yesterday, but didn't get it.
I was in a queue and I didn't get the fucking purchase.
How's your crypto difference. Stuff going?
Still lost.
What do you mean? Oh, you've lost.
I lost my Bitcoin password. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so are you not doing...
I'll be rich when I find it. I'll tell you that. Uh-huh. But it's gone.
And so how
is
will
that
you...
annoying, dude?
Yes. Yes, it is. And every time, and at the moment, articles come out all the time that say Bitcoin is at its highest ever price.
Dude, it was at 82K yesterday.
Yeah. And those articles have a photo of you with your Tesla. The man who lost his
No, because there's this guy in America who famously has lost 7,000 Bitcoin or something like that, half a billion dollars.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so how'd you forget it?
No, I... It's a bit boring. I wanted to take it all offline so that it was cold so storage, secure. Yeah. Cold storage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got this thing called a Trezor wallet. There's also ledgers. Mm-hmm. It's like a USB that you can put your cryptocurrency on. Yeah. So you take it all off the crypto exchange and then no one can hack you or steal it. But then there is no backup. If you screw up your password on that, there's no backup.
God. Can you do multiples? Could you have two USB sticks?
You could, yes, but I only bought one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is very funny, isn't it?
Oh, it's not funny.
how many did you have?
Pardon?
How many did you have?
I've got one. I've got one, and then I've got 0.2 of a Bitcoin that is Andy Lee's.
On it?
Yep.
Fuck, that would hurt Andy.
Yeah.
He's okay.
No, he's okay.
So, would love for you to do a song.
Yes.
Do you want to grab your guitar, and we'll grab a breezer, we'll grab your microphone.
No, the guitar's loud enough.
Jack, seriously, I'm audio engineering the fuck out of this. There's going to be reverb. Okay, hang on. Wait, okay.
Can we plug that bad guy in?
Okay. So we do it here?
I'll do it there.
Yeah? Okay, great. So you sit down.
You can take my mic as well. How about you just...
Oh, yeah.
I can just point it over.
Yeah, perfect.
And I can get a handheld if I want.
The guitar will be loud enough that the mic will pick it up.
Okay.
Can I have it? Can you guys talk amongst yourself while I just...
Yeah, great.
I'm going to have a few. Jack, feel free to eat a cupcake, mate. Preferably Josh's face.
I actually told Josh my thoughts on Fat Fridays.
What did you say about Fat Fridays? Wait, you can't.
Hang on. Handheld, George. Yeah. Handheld.
On George's.
Testing, I 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Yeah, great.
Can you? That's a great trench coat.
It's a joke, trench coat. I have to explain it.
You should unjoke it.
Unjoke that shit, dude.
It's almost too good to be a joke. That's why it's annoying.
Can't listen to any of the Friday episodes, guys. I'm sorry.
Why?
I hate the sound of people chewing on microphone. Mm-hmm. And
I've got a few bits of feedback on his show. one for one. Oh, hang on.
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, look. Okay. Who's going to go down? So, GB.
Coming, mate.
What did you order?
I'm not sure. No, what? Jack, we've been receiving orders all day. People are ordering stuff.
Send stuff to you.
I thought we'd been delivered a Tesla.
The next delivery that is coming from me was free thanks to Uber Eats and a coupon, says Charles. Thank you, Charles.
This is cute.
What is it?
A garlic bread.
A garlic bread. This came free.
Charles, you're out of control.
This came free.
Fucking wouldn't mind.
Thank you, Charles. Yeah. Have it.
Thank you, Charles.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Okay, so he's just been tuning his guitar. And so, TJ, can you just point it down so it's at his guitar as well? I'm really excited for this.
Where's the garlic bread from, Georgie boy?
Domino's.
And it came from Charles from Domino's. Bathurst. Okay. So, do you remember when you asked for reverb?
No, I remember when you told me I'm going to give you a special reverb tree. Yesterday.
So you asked, you asked for reverb back on Release the Sounds days. You said, "Hey, mate, can I just get some reverb in my ears?" I couldn't do it. And I was sweating I was angry. I've spent the last 3 days sorting out reverb.
Okay, let's hear it.
Which means I can do this like very quickly.
This is the reverb.
1, 2, 1, 2.
It sounds like we're in an empty ship.
What sort of reverb do you want?
Not as much as you've got.
Hang on, give me a sec. I'll do different options. Hang on.
Yeah.
Testing.
Hang on. No,
20.
One, two,
test,
one,
test.
Two. Okay, this test, is, I think it's okay.
Test. Reverb is the best. Oh, reverb is the best. Yeah, that's nice. Maybe a bit much, but it's a bit too much. It sounds like I'm in an empty hall. Like no one came to see the show.
I think it's perfect.
Testing. Just bring it, dial it back a little. It's too much. Test. We're still in that big old empty hall.
There you go.
Test. Okay, that's better. Too much on the guitar.
Oh, you picked up on it. Oh, sorry, I'm not meant to be echoing. Okay. And Jack Post, what are you performing today?
I have brought in a song from my podcast, Jackie Road Studios, mm-hmm. still available on all your podcast apps.
Yes.
Because you are loving golf so much at the moment, mm-hmm. This is a song I already wrote about golf.
Okay, thank you.
I'm in a weird position with my friendship group where they're all into golf and I never got into it.
Oh, really? Which mates?
Why you want to go play with them at Yarra Bend?
Yeah, why is that silly?
Matt, Sam, Tris.
Great.
Bills.
How do you feel about, like, I'm happy to do sort of the Christmas funny illustration thing.
Yeah, you
is
can,
that them?
You can come into our friendship group. Yeah, that's them.
Great.
So this is a song about when all your mates play golf, but you don't.
What do you think? Yeah, okay. Yeah, go for it.
We've asked a lot of Jack today. Trying to squeeze into the friendship group. But
you've got the wedding.
Here we go. Bring them all to George's wedding. Do you reckon barrel the camera or look at you guys?
Keep it natural. Eyeball me?
Keep it natural. Can you pull out a bit so I can you can see my guitar and show you go like this?
You know what?
Just stay there, Jack. Stop asking for requests because Josh is
I'll go like this.
Freaking out.
Hang on. Oh, no. Just this. There you go.
But then we don't have
it. That's more of a cutaway shot.
Go close. It's nice.
Oh, you know what I could do?
You know what? You don't need to see this.
It's a fixed lens, Jack. It's a fixed lens.
No, it's just not George's point.
Oh, yeah, George, give options. But do you know what would be really nice? I just thought this could be good. Hang on. Yeah, I can.
I'll take it.
But.
Look at that.
Yeah, give me a sec. Do you know what would be really nice before we do that? I just had another idea.
Yeah.
Oh, this would be good. Give me a sec. Hang on. How about?
Is that a live cam as well? No, none of that.
No slow fades? No. Okay.
No, actually, yeah, give me some slow fades. That's fine.
All right. So we can go on to. So this is your camera, is it, GB? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Oh, I like this.
Okay, great. Perfect. Okay. And Jack Post live for the Daily Talk Show, episode 1000.
Congratulations on 1000 episodes, Josh and Tommy. This is called The Golf Song. 5, maybe 6 years ago, one of my friends said, "Let's all play golf," and I said no. They all went off to play, seemingly every day. Since then, now they're all golfing friends, and I'm the only one who doesn't think that it's fun to spend every hangout speaking all about golf. And I'm like Rudolph, ostracized from the other reindeer, while they drink their beer and have to hear all about how everybody's rounds turned out. Every pitch, every putt, every swing, every shot, every bit of bad luck. But guys, I don't give a fuck, I don't need to know. Yeah, feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go. Hey, sometimes we sneak beers onto the course. Yeah, guys, you've told me that before.
You've told me that before. You're meant to wear pants, but sometimes we wear shorts. Yeah, guys, you've told me that before. You've told me that before. Sometimes we hit off the women's tee. Guys, you've already told me. You've already told me. The carts are made for two people, but sometimes we take three. Guys, you fucking told me. And stories of golf, they continue into the night. Recreations seem to happen in real time. Every pitch, every putt, every swing, every shot, every bit of bad luck. But I don't give a fucking fuck, I don't need to know. Yeah, it feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go. Oh, why can't we just play mini golf? It only takes half an hour, and there are little tubes to hit the ball through and obstacles to get around. But now the only obstacle before me is navigating round this boring story. Every playthrough, every putt, every sand trap, every shot, every bit of bad luck. But I don't give a fucking fuck, I don't need to know. Guys, it feels like I was there, but I never wanted to go.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, Jack. You've just won yourself Josh's 7-iron.
Yes! He won't be able to make it from 100 feet to the green. Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks, Joshy.
It's, yeah, it's a good one, too. One. Mm. Titleist.
Oh.
Yeah, 718.
How much flip?
A little bit.
That is an anti-golf song, but I don't hate your new hobby. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Do you think that you could, I guess if you've got a few mates that you're already pushing back on, it's not happening.
I don't want to play golf. I don't want to play. Have you guys been roped in yet?
Well, no, yeah, George has. To the extent of playing. We went to the golf.
I'm a player.
I'm not opposed to it, like.
Player. I'm a player.
I'm big on golf.
No, I don't have the feelings like you towards golf.
What's your handicap?
Couldn't tell you, mate. Could not tell you. I just say whatever Josh's is minus a couple.
Do you have a handicap?
No. So I've signed up to Yarra Bend.
I wish I didn't ask. You get the whole story about the club and they don't let anybody in, but you got in.
But I think Breezer might start playing golf with me.
How do you feel about that, Bree?
I feel all right. It's actually quite therapeutic.
Mm.
I like it.
Mm. Have you been yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not playing,
only,
though?
No, well, I've only hit one ball at the driving range and I missed.
Oh, okay, cool. Have you been to golf and you've been to one?
No, I'm just caddying driving. And I just go with him at the moment. That's it. But I did try to hit it once and I missed it and then I got embarrassed and then didn't try again. But I will.
Your putting was great, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, really good putting. Yeah.
Strong putting.
You were saying Bianca, your wife, is quite the golfer back in the day.
She was a junior golf champion.
Really?
She was in the I didn't realize she was that good.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, I don't know. I exaggerate.
I don't actually have a
when
Tesla.
When you go to her family's house, they've got photos of her in the paper clipped out of, you know, newspaper articles of like, look at this kid genius at golf.
Wow.
Yeah. And her brother as well.
Were you the reason she stopped?
No, she
with
stopped.
With that song, with that hate?
She stopped. She stopped long before I did. Uh-huh. But now maybe I don't like golf.
Did you stop? Well, you just said long before I did.
Oh, no,
you never
I came along. Yeah, and ruined her golf career. Along, yeah.
But
you weren't some champion that gave up.
I was never good at golf.
Okay.
And I realized that you need to put in the hours to get good at it, like anything. You put in the hours and you see a return, but it's too long. It's 4 hours per game.
Yeah, if you play 18 holes.
Yeah, what do you play?
Oh, we're doing a bit of 9.
Yeah.
Just morning sort of stuff, getting in early.
Yeah.
George sort of likes the early morning start.
I do, yeah. We'll start at 6:45.
Yeah.
Get to work at 9:01.
Mm. Oh, don't tell the boss.
So Tommy's in here on his own.
Yeah, Jess and I. We're playing basketball around the corner.
Yeah.
No, you each like your thing. This is your thing, Jack.
Yeah.
Playing the guitar.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks,
buddy.
As always, it's a pleasure to come on the show.
Thank you.
I can't believe you're at 1,000 already.
Isn't it ridiculous?
It's crazy.
Any throwbacks, George, that you've been preparing that you wanted to get out so we could use?
I mean, just the talking about the reverb and stuff and seeing Josh get cranky. kind of reminded me of this bit from when you were on.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, for it.
When you're making stuff, like you guys making this or like whatever you do, you still care for it to be good and to be well received. You just care less, I think, about worrying if I used to worry if certain people, how certain people would perceive something, maybe like.
Did you read Seth Godin's blog post this week? I think it was today, Josh.
No.
Well, we're recording this the day before, so it'd be amazing if it was today in real life.
Yeah, amazing. Well, he sent so many of the.
Am I not allowed to say that?
You've gone way too between.
It's Wednesday. I've said it.
I thought it was going to be the Mr. Ralph stuff that was going to pull this episode.
You've given the admin guy a heart attack.
My chest hurts.
No, but he wrote. Cut that out.
Can we explain now? We need to be really honest. We're doing this.
Cut it. Do you ever do
editing, bro?
I would love for this to be the first.
It's no chance.
We'll try. We never pre-record.
We never pre-record,
but we did this one. This one is we're going to have it, and you know what? As a treat, we'll put this out at 6. I was going to hold on to put this out at sort of 11 a.m. Because Jack has lifted the lid. We'll put it out at 6 a.m. So you're getting an early show.
Yeah, I like
12:01.
I like that.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. So Seth Godin was saying about how it can be dangerous.
This is a perfect place to edit straight
in. So there you go. A
couple of cat-back legends there, hey? You and me, Tommy. Can't get away with that anymore at this age.
Well, the good thing is the titleist works both ways.
So I can have my
most hats work both ways, dude.
Huh? No, but mine actually, like, you can see the logo.
Mm.
See?
Yeah.
No, I can see it, yeah.
You're not really meant to wear, like a lot of places don't allow you to wear your hat back.
No, on the golf course, that would be a big shake of the head. Uh-huh. Mm.
Well, thank you for coming on, Jack.
Thanks, Jackie boy. Would you like a cupcake?
Give me one of those garlic breads. I'll eat it on my way.
One of the garlic. We only got one.
No, not the whole thing. Like,
it's a piece. That's nice.
Who's on next?
We have Matt Diavella on in an hour and 15 minutes, I think.
Yep.
He directed the minimalism documentaries on Netflix, if you saw
that. Great doco. One of many docos that I watch on Netflix, and for 2 weeks... I changed my whole life and go, that's it. Yeah. Now I'm minimalist.
Are you not eating seafood at the moment?
No, I haven't watched Seaspiracy yet. But I bet I will, because I went vegan when the Game Changers was on. I go like solar power. I was going to do a home garden when I watched the Dirt one, the one about dirt.
Knives over forks, forks over knives.
Was going to be a serial killer for 2 weeks when I watched the Ted Bundy documentary.
a doco that I haven't seen, but I'm going to recommend because Mikey, my bro, suggested it, Chasing the Present.
Mm.
Chasing the Present.
What's it about?
A bloke who, you know, was on the grind in New York, you know. Realizes like that there's more to life, kind of. But then he's
the Christmas present.
Russell Brand's in it, but it's just about it's mindfulness, meditation, and you know what the point of life is. But it looks really great. It's sort of in that same vibe as Matt Diavella's documentary. Very well made. Good story.
Is he a minimalist himself?
Yeah.
Both those minimalist guys still minimalists?
The minimalists,
One lapsed.
Did he?
He's relapsed.
A lot of pressure on him. Like, if they want something nice, they're like, oh, man, I'd really love that.
Well, minimalism isn't about not having things. It's about having intention with everything that you bring into your life.
Mm. So, like a Tesla?
Yeah. That could be.
Me, because I'm not going to use it, is not minimalist. No. But I will take it because I want
a fair square. I think that the driving range you should give a go.
Yeah. I've been to a driving range. I know what it is.
The 99 actually has
Josh talks to people like golf was invented 4 weeks ago. It's very funny, but it's great. How old is golf? I would love to know.
It's ancient, isn't it?
They actually used to use all this weird stuff for their balls.
Yeah, like a tree branch and a tomato.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. The modern game of golf originated in the 15th century.
I know, but everything's just a remix. Like they were TikToking fucking that time too. They just didn't call it TikTok.
All right, I gotta go.
Thank you, buddy.
Jack Post, thank you.
Give it some Al Monte on the way out.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.